Welcome to Season 5 of the Blue Jeans Christian Podcast, where we take the powerful Word of God and make it practical and relevant to your daily life, and especially to your job. If the wisest person you know gave you 5 tips that would make your life better, would you listen? And would you do those 5? Well, I'm going to tell you about such a person and what 5 things he said. Thank you for joining me today on episode 155 of the Blue Jeans Christian Podcast. And today we're going to talk about advice from a mentor. You see, Scripture seems to have a life pattern of being mentored by someone and also mentoring someone else. In other words, receiving some good information and life advice from someone that you know and trust, and then being that to someone else, passing on good advice to someone else. Are you in that now? Do you have a mentor? Someone that you look up to? Someone that you call for advice once in a while? Maybe it's a parent, a pastor, or a good friend. Or just someone like, remember that book and TV show, Tuesdays with Maury? If you haven't read or seen that, you should. Because it's really difficult to get through this life without some advice and help. And if we're too proud to get that, then we suffer through life. So don't be too proud to ask people to go have a cup of coffee. And if it goes well, can we do this every Tuesday? It doesn't take long, maybe 20 minutes or so. But find somebody to do that with, and then do that for someone else too. What do you talk about? Well, just ask them what's on their mind. Or tell them what you've got coming up in your life and you would like some advice on. Now, you don't have to take the advice, but listen to what they have to say, and maybe it would be worth it. Maybe it would be good advice to do. And when you mentor someone else, be like that too. Give them good advice that would help them. But if they don't do it, well, you've done your part by telling them. You can't necessarily control them. And don't be controlling. Just love them and appreciate that they listened. And by the way, being a good listener, and hopefully they listen to you too, is as much a part of communication as talking. I heard somebody say one time, your conversation with somebody should be 60% listening and 40% talking. There's some advice right there. Now, if you have somebody in mind and you've had these conversations, that's fantastic. For the podcast today, picture that person and having a wonderful conversation with them where they were really helpful, gave you some great advice, but then just before it's time to leave, like you stood up from the coffee shop, you put your stuff in the trash or back where your cups go, and just before you walk out the door, they turn to you and they gave you 5 quick little words or 5 things looking at you right in the eyes as kind of a summary of what you talked about. Pieces of advice in just 5 or so short words. And as you hopped in the car and drove away, that's all you thought about was, wow, that was powerful. Those 5 words or 5 little suggestions or things will change my life if I just have the self-discipline to do them, right? Well, I'm going to talk about those 5 things today that a mentor gave to some people. I'm talking about the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So at the end of that book, after Paul wrote a letter to this church who had kind of gone haywire, they went off the paved road and were bouncing around down in the boonies. And he tried to get them back on the paved road, doing things the way that they're supposed to be doing. He gave them great advice. But then right at the end, he basically looked them in the eyes, through letter form, I guess, and then gave them five specific and short things that he knew if they did, it would change their life for the better and make life go easier and more God-glorifying and more glorifying for the person and their family. We're going to talk about those five today. So if you are listening with a Bible, open it up to 1 Corinthians 16. We're going to read verse 13 and 14 is all today. But I'll read them here in case you're driving, because I know most of you listen to this while driving to and from work, which is why I do my podcast in the average commuter length, which they say is 24 minutes. So I try and keep them around there, plus or minus. Last week's was a little minus, but you could listen to it twice, right? Okay, 1 Corinthians 16, 13, Paul says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love." Very short little things, but there are five powerful things in that verse. We're going to talk about them. Take away things from a wise mentor. Carefully chosen words that are rich with meaning and implication that you can think on and apply to your life. The first one he said is the word watch. I like to study the Greek meanings of words because when the Holy Spirit had Paul write these things, words were really important and very carefully chosen. The Greek word for watch is gregario, and it means to evaluate, to be alert, to be fully awake and paying attention. It means to be discerning. That means picking out the bad and keeping the good. It means to weigh things in balances. Okay, again, picking out the good and throwing away or not dealing with or having the bad. To see what's good and fitting for your life and toss out the rest. For you and your family. Being watchful means to be vigilant. Being like a sentry or a guard posted in the front of your family's house. Or a guard for your own life, where you only let in useful and wholesome things into your household or your life, and do not allow in anything bad. You know, picture the sentry, and an intruder comes in. What does he do? Halt, who goes there? Points the gun at him. Scares him away. One of the things I think of when I hear the term watch is the Black Watch, which is a group of six regiments in Scotland that were formed in the mid-1700s to be like the police among the Highlands of Scotland. And they wore dark tartans, so that's probably why they were called the Black Watch. But watch meant policing. Preventing lawlessness, and even bringing criminals to justice. So I think that's also what Paul means, to be like the police of your life, setting the rules, administrative, and then making sure those rules get carried out, like the police, for your life and the lives of those in your family. Watch for warning signs, it says. Watch for potholes that are coming down the road. Things that will trip you up or not be good for you. Things that will improve your life is what you want. Not potholes that are going to cause damage to your suspension. Damage to your life. So watch. One word, very powerful word. Next, he says to stand fast. That Greek word is stiko. It means to persevere, to stand firm, to stand firm on your morals and your beliefs, which of course means biblical standards and the promises of God. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on things? Where do you stand on current events? Where do you stand on things that you allow on your television in your home? Where do you stand on what you listen to driving down the road? Where do you stand on who you let your friends be, or who you hang out with, or the water cooler talk that you become part of? Or do you smile and wave? Smile and wave, boys, and just walk away. Where do you stand? And what do you stand on? This certainly implies the sound doctrine and truth in the Bible and of Jesus. We stand on Him as our firm foundation. If you know that hymn. Jude 3 says to contend earnestly for the faith, to fight for it. Earnestly struggle against the world, and to keep your faith intact, and to keep what it entails. That's why Paul says here to stand fast in the faith. And when Jude says to contend earnestly for it, that's what he means, to fight for it. Sometimes you have to fight off the enemy, or fight off the thoughts, or fight off the wants of some of your kids or some of your friends when they want you to watch something or do something that you know just isn't right. Something that inside the Holy Spirit is saying, oh, that's grieving me. Can we shut this off? Stand fast. Hold firm to what you know is right. And you know, because you study God's word, you go to church, you pay attention. And that's what you stand firm on. The third wonderful piece of advice from the mentor is to be brave. Now, this goes to both men and women, because this particular Greek word, which, by the way, is a word pronounced androzomai, means different things to the different gender. So to the man, it means one thing, and to a lady, it means something slightly different. So to the man, if you're a man, it says to act like man. Be strong. Be a strong leader with the conviction of an elite soldier. Strong, brave convictions based on God's truth and the strength to stand up and do it, and the strength to fight off the bad. Act like a man. Now, when you apply this word to the female gender, it means to be mature and to quit being fearful. It means to quit acting childlike, to grow up, and to look like someone that others would admire or aspire to be like. Now, you can see you can apply both to men and women, but I think it's so cool that the Holy Spirit used a word that can point directly at a man or directly to a lady, and hit right where they know you need to be shored up and what you should act like. In a world where fear seems to grip a lot of people, I mean, people today are afraid of their own shadow. And the media today seems to play on that. That's all they do, it seems like, from the stories they tell, is to try and scare you, make you fearful. God's word says don't be like that.
be brave.
Next, number four, is to be strong. This Greek word is kroteo, and it means with fortitude, to be empowered from the power of something else. I think that's fantastic, because Ephesians 6:10 says to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, to be strengthened by God's power and His truth. How do you? You read His word and you pray every morning. If you know me, I say to see things with 20/20 vision, you got to spend 20 minutes in the word each morning and 20 minutes in prayer. And sometimes at the same time. And you know, the Bible says that when you do, He will lift you up and strengthen you. And when you live to bring glory to God in all you do, as 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, God promises He will strengthen you. So when you pray, ask Him to give you strength. And then also, spend time around other strong Christians. You get recharged by them and by your pastor when you attend church. When you hang around or spend a weekly time with your mentor, you get strong. Guys, do you attend a weekly men's coffee at church? Ladies, do you go to a brunch or some get-together? There is strength that comes from those times. If you're not involved in one of those, find one and get involved. God strengthens you with His power through His word, through those guys or ladies into your life. Just before David died, he said some final words, kind of along the line of what we're talking about today. Wouldn't it be cool to read David's final words of wisdom to his son? We can. It's in 1 Kings chapter 2, which says, Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, And by the way, this is good advice for all of us. David said, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes, His commandments, His judgments, and His testimonies, as it's written in the Bible. But what is His charge for you? Back to 1 Corinthians 10:31. In all that you do, do all for the glory of God. There's at least that. Do all to the glory of God, and He will make you strong and give you the tools to do that. That brings us to the last one, number five, which is in our passage of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14 now. Let all that you do be done with love. That's kind of like the filter and the ingredients. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're going to do something or say something or allow something into your home or allow something into your life, run it through the filter of love. Will this show love to God and love to myself and love to my family or love to others? Will they know that I love them by doing this or allowing this? You remember, Paul just got done, sort of, writing 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're talking about chapter 16 here, which is not far after, so I'm sure he was referring to that, saying, go back and read those passages that I just wrote about what love is. And you should too, as a wonderful reminder.
And the main ingredient.
in 1 Corinthians 13. Let all you do be done with love and tenderness. I love how Paul adds that in various places in Scripture. Love and tenderness. Is your love for God displayed by how you act or treat other people? Just a few verses later, in verse 22, Paul says, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Love is something you do, and it comes from deep inside. Can it be measured by what you allow into your life and what you allow into your home? Interesting thought, isn't it? That's why he ends with love, because that's kind of the kicker, isn't it? In all five of these things, that's probably the most important one. In fact, when people asked Jesus, what was the most greatest commandment? He said, to love God and to love others. That's important, isn't it? So can you be all five of these? Can you work on them daily? Maybe post them on your phone or on your refrigerator door? Maybe on a sticky note next to your computer? And be a team player in the body of Christ. Be a part of the body of Christ, demonstrating these five, which again are to watch, being watchful, evaluating. Be like the police in your life and your families. Watch for things coming that would be bad and don't allow them. Stand fast in the faith. Your firm foundation is in God's truth and His sound doctrine. Be brave. That means men act like men. And ladies, don't be fearful and act like someone that others aspire to be like. Be strong with fortitude and with God's strength. And in all you do, let it be done with love. Have you checked out the Blue Jeans Christian on YouTube? Be sure and subscribe and keep up with new things there. And connect with me at BlueJeansChristian.com. Then go glorify Him.